Well, thank you for this. It's exactly what I was hoping that you'd come up with for this first step in developing a project. It does very much represent the whole idea of public administration, at least as I see it, in the sense that a public administrator has the duty of serving the public by analyzing and organizing and trying to fund things that serve the people and help the people. So it's exactly in that field. I did ask for only a sentence or two, which is exactly what you gave me. The next step is to start to think more about refining this down to a question that you can ask spatially, and to actually form that question. And this is the way you've stated it is fairly broad. It's an excellent idea. In order to actually implement something, you need to think about a real specific question. Like, for instance, you do suggest that there's a time series analysis involved here. That there's some suggestion that there's changing population distribution, or maybe changing demographics. Maybe population is the same, but characteristics of population in various segments of the city might be changing. So it does look like a time series kind of thing. Data is very well available for that. A time series can get very complicated because you can really, the question can kind of expand because you do have census data every 10 years, American Community Survey data, a full set every 5 years in between census data, and then yearly American Community Survey data to fill in some parts of that data come out every year. So the data amount can start to explode. Another thing that I think might be good to specify is either a single or category of what you mean by social services. Social services, and what aspect would be health related, recreation related, or what? Because they'll be different. Those will be at different distributions, and you'll be looking at different population characteristics to support that. So you might want to think about what you perceive as, and I mean those social services can all go all the way to emergency services, fire departments, emergency medical services, even policing. So thinking a little bit more specifically about what, and again, this is. Big area, a very broad area of study where GIS intersects public administration. So there's lots of different directions it goes in the context of the next 3 weeks to actually do something that'll give you an experience that will help you understand this whole thing. You'll probably want to really narrow it down quite a bit to a specific service or a specific thing. And maybe one time interval between 2000 and 2020, or a shorter interval. I think that would be interesting. Just look at one very specific service, where they're located, identify a catchment. I think I've mentioned this to several people, so I'm going to add a little a video maybe on this too. Identifying catchments. And there's different ways to do that. I don't know if you've heard that term before. Sometimes it's called a service area. And exactly, it's like, so here's a fire station. What is its service area? That's a geographic question to a great extent. So as you develop your abstract for like Monday, Tuesday, as you start to fill this out, start thinking about what specific service you're talking about, and begin to think about what you might want to know about the demographics of those that would be most applicable to that type of service, and then see how the service areas relate, and et cetera. But this is very good. And just start to think more specifically about what you'd like to accomplish in a relatively limited time in the next couple, 3 weeks.